I am authorized. Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Certainly I will be with thee. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. After 40 years of tending sheep in the wilderness, Moses had learned the value of humility. He was now ready to begin living a more spiritual existence. The voice within became a powerful I am presence. We revere Moses for his accomplishments, but what is God saying to us? What should we be hearing and accomplishing? God told Joshua, As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Is the call to active duty any less for us? No. We must prepare our spiritual ears and be ready, so that we are without excuse. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Jesus was asked by the Pharisees, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? He challenged them with a question of his own. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? When they refused to answer, he likewise refused to tell them by what authority he preached and healed the sick. Our true identity will never be known to mortal mind. God knows his own, and his own move by divine authority. In the early publications of the Christian Science periodicals, we find Mary B. G. Eddy, professor of obstetrics, metaphysics, and Christian Science. How did she receive this title? Did she give it to herself? Or did it have a divine source which no man knoweth, saving him that receiveth it? And what of her designations, discoverer, founder, and leader? Only spiritualized man can know their true meaning. When she heard the call to active duty, she immediately followed mind's directing. I should blush to write of science and health with key to the scriptures as I have, were it of human origin, and were I, apart from God, its author. But as I was only a scribe, echoing the harmonies of heaven in divine metaphysics, I cannot be super modest in my estimate of the Christian Science textbook. After a thorough testing of this precious text, she concluded, Regardless of what another may say or think on this subject, I speak from experience. Today, the angels of his presence are calling you. We are all called to the wedding feast, and everyone has a divine purpose and directive. In holy work, there are no lowly callings. No slaves, no support groups, no followers, no middlemen, no secondary positions, no cleanup crews, no unwanted guests, no superfluous actors, no part-timers, no retirement, and no room for the unprepared. God has called us to reign as kings and priests. The physical activity that we may find ourselves doing is of little consequence to divine love. It is the quality of thought that we entertain that moves mountains and fulfills the task at hand. Our high calling is understanding reality. This removes the desire to be acknowledged for material accomplishments. It is the spiritual accomplishment that quickeneth. Activity in the flesh profiteth nothing. Everyone, every idea directed by the Holy Spirit has divine authority. A child may lead a lion out of danger. A singer may feed 5,000. A mother may raise the dead. One man may save a city. God directs holy service and approves the means, the message, and the rejoicing. How does one prepare for this calling? We must leave our mortal history, our habits, and our deliciously conceived pleasures behind. Let them all go. And when can we expect to feel the I Am presence? Behold, now is the accepted time. Go ye out to meet him. The divine law of intelligent knowing is always ready to pour out radiant truth upon your universe. When your prayer is scientifically accurate, the clarity of good and the awfulness of evil will be discerned and divided, one to bless and the other to dismiss. Isaiah saw a seraph touch his lips with a live coal from the altar, assuring him that thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin purged. Then he heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then he said, Here am I, send me. When you are scientifically cleansed, truth will become your pillar of strength, and lies will appear intolerable and powerless. Go and stand upon the rock. It is your proper place. Jesus guided the children of Israel like sheep, only in the very early stages of their spiritual growth. He did not expect them to remain simple and dutiful followers. He was in the business of teaching I Am authority. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You have I Am authority. If you have any doubt, you are not listening.